I stay with you. If I'm choosing wrong, I don't care at all. If I'm losing now, but I'm winning late, that's all I want.
Hey everybody, and welcome back to the Lucky Dog Podcast. This is your host, Elias Roush. Today we have a fresh Netflix original series, Money Heist. So, Money Heist, it's a show that I wasn't too familiar with. I had only seen a little bit of marketing done via Fire Stick. When you're searching through the different shows, you can starts playing the trailer for the show in the background. So, I really liked what I was seeing in the background of the marketing. It looked pretty visually gripping, and I always like a good bank heist film. You know, I love The Italian Job, the more recent Fast and Furious ones have kind of turned into more heists recently. There's a couple more I can't think of off the top of my head, but heists are always generally a good concept, and they're fun to do. So, Money Heist, it is a pretty interesting concept. I guess the actual bank heist concept is nothing new. I mean, like I said, there's countless movies that have been doing it. Snatch is one. I believe that was one. I think The Bank Job was another. Just a lot. So Kelly's sending me some hilarious text about Lost in Space. Check out the Lost in Space podcast to find out how we feel about that show. Oh, at least my how I feel about it, my opinion. Money Heist is also known as La Casa de Papel, primarily a Spaniard television show, which is probably why a majority of the lip syncing and the words don't match up with what the characters are saying. So just know that before you're even jumping into the series, if you haven't already started to watch it yet. Money Heist, also known as in Spanish La Casa de Papel, which means literally the House of Paper. Money Heist is a Spanish heist television series created by Alex Pena for Antena 3. It's a limited series, and season 1 is aired in two parts, which makes that incredibly confusing to me. Why don't you just say season 1, season 2? Saying part 1, part 2 is already complicating the hell out of things. I don't know why they're trying to change the game by doing that, but okay, let's just go with that. So for Netflix's US version, they chopped it down, they edited it differently than they did with European viewings. The first part initially premiered internationally on Netflix, and the season was re-edited into 13 episodes instead of the original 9 episodes for, I guess, the U.S. version. Netflix released the second part of the season internationally April 6, 2018, and re-edited it into a remaining 9 episodes. So, Netflix second part, 6. So, yeah, it seems that the American versions of these Money Heist is expanded. It's stretched out over longer periods of episodes. So I know why Netflix would want to do that, just so that you continue watching the show or something like that. But generally, I don't think that you need a anything over a 10-hour series episode show, because it becomes tedious having to watch all these episodes. especially with the amount of television people are trying to watch, I think that Stranger Things hit it right on the money. I think having around, I think it was 7 or 8 episodes first season, which was perfect. I really like how European television is done on a smaller scale. Just you can put so much more story and budget or production value between maybe 5 to 7 episodes, as opposed to like 8 to 15 episodes. I mean, if just saying it in my head right there just sounds like you're gonna save a lot of money if you just condensed it. So I don't really know why Netflix decided to do that. I don't wholeheartedly agree with that. But let's go with the bio. This La Casa del Papel follows a group of robbers as they assault a factory of Monedette and Timbre. Holy shit. Okay, so yeah, I'm not gonna get a lot of these names right. We'll just get that right off the bat. Just kind of fuck that right. But apologies for that. I'm gonna try to improve my dialect as we go along with this podcast. I'll tell you now, this episode has gripped me enough that I want to start number two. So, episode two. So, let's go fresh off the top. What was good about it? What was good about Money Heist? Money Heist. It was visually gripping. The composition of the colors and the way that things were popping in certain scenarios, like they dulled a lot of colors out and they brought the reds to the front, and the narrative was strong. The actors seemed pretty confident, and I'd say it took me a second to get adjusted with the voiceovers and how the I guess Spaniards talk. I guess they have I'm assuming that they're Spaniard, and the original audio is in their native language, which includes English, I believe, because it looks at some points they're saying it, you can tell that they're actually speaking English, or yeah, English within them, within the dialogue. So I think this core concept is really strong. The group is strong. I really like I like the idea. It feels like we were kind of put into the third act of a movie, and we're just going with it. We're going with it. We didn't even have to spend that much time doing introductions with all of the characters. We did a pretty flawless introduction. Unlike what Suicide Squad did, they did a sloppy introduction, and they did multiple introductions with all of their characters. When they're bringing this team together, the Money Heist team together, it's flawless. I mean, it's well, I wouldn't say it's flawless. It's just really strongly executed, just because it does the same thing with the title cards, except they actually make use of the title cards. The title cards make sense. I mean, they were previous thieves and stuff like that, so they're all going through their mug shots and stuff like that, and given the background of what their specialties are, and that's what they needed to do. They fucked that up on the Suicide Squad, and so the comparisons are there. So the cool thing about this is I think we have a strong female lead character, and there's a lot of things in the show that are leading toward there being stronger women within the series, and the main character even makes note of that, just talking about how, if men were men compared to women, talking about preparation for a bank heist, that men would bicker about the dumb things, about what type of mask they're gonna wear, and then women would bicker about what shoes they're gonna wear, something like that. But they whoops, they didn't linger on too much, and that's what I really liked about this episode. I thought the pacing was strong. The editing was it was nice. It was smooth is what I'd call it, because it would put you in a scenario and then maybe flash back a few hours or a couple days or something like that, and it would give context to what you were looking at. When Tokyo, the main character, is talking to her quote unquote boyfriend hacker, there's real chemistry there. You can tell that they work well together. Tokyo is played by Ursula Corbello, I think. And oh goodness, Rio is her boyfriend, played by Miguel Huron. Huron. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know. Maybe if we get a Spaniard correspondent on here, then we'll have everyone all together so that he can teach me, or he or she can teach me how to speak the names correctly and the dialects and all that. Yeah, before I continue, I'd like to say thank you to everyone worldwide that listens to the Lucky Dog podcast. We couldn't do it without you. We have people from all over the world listening to us, so we're becoming somewhat of a little connected family. You know, we are sharing thoughts and ideas, and we all have very similar interests, and we want to continue on learning about new media, new culture, new ideas, that, you know, just expanding knowledge and becoming more worldly. We have a lot of listeners coming out of Canada, Poland, India, the UK, Greece, Australia, Barbados, Egypt, France, Jamaica, Myanmar, Republic of Moldavia. We got them coming everywhere. Philippines, South Africa, Italy, Chile, New Zealand, we got them all. I mean, hop on. The water is fine. The water is nice. We talking about Money Heist. Thank you, everyone. I just wanted to say, I didn't want to ramble too much, but I just wanted to tell everyone thank you. Thank you for listening. Anyways, back to Money Heist. I thought the chemistry between the two characters, Tokyo and Rio, was really done really well. They set up their quote unquote little relationship in a very short amount of time, considering all the stuff that they had to pack into this episode. For a pilot episode, this was a strong episode. It was a strong pilot. Introduces everyone effectively. It shows you to the world, the stakes, what their goal is. It shows you some really cool and interesting shots. Very visually stimulating is a good word, I'd say. I'd say the writing's pretty strong. There's not a lot of downsides to this show so far for this first episode. I really like the music. It's pretty gripping. I think I've been saying that a lot. The side plots with the side characters seem to be pretty effective. They weren't overly annoying either. Specifically to do with the teens, I didn't exactly understand why they were looking for the teen. I might have to go back and rewatch the reasoning behind why they needed to grab the teen. But I did like the editing in between of them trying to rob the bank and get the money, and then find the teen at the mint factory. And it was done effectively. And that guy, the teen was with was an absolute douche. I hope that the team took care of that guy. I don't know. It seems that the team is trying to stay on a level field, and they don't want to kill. So it'll be interesting to see how they continue as they well, they actually have already killed. They decided that was They were originally going to shoot at the ground, but they didn't really take note for what if one of them got hit, you know? And then, so that's exactly what happens. And so, as the main guy is explaining, the professor is explaining it, played by Alvaro Morte, I think he's pretty good. I think he's an effective leader. I see a target on his back, though, given that he's the leader. The bank heist I thought was done pretty damn well. I wish that we had gotten just a little bit more at the end. I guess that they wanted to just snip it right at the butt and not show us everything, but I felt like I was with it most of the way, like from a what the plan was. And I understand that the plan just kind of went, foiled out toward the end, but and that's what makes it interesting, you know. If everything went according to plan, then it would not be very boring. It would not be very interesting and be boring. So I think that I've covered a lot of it. I really wasn't going to go through a scene by scene take. There were a lot of shots that stayed with me personally. Just thinking about it again, just the opening shot of that red. The red is so gripping. It's like they tone, desaturate most of the world, and then resaturate and turn up the brilliant red lighting on it, and it works great. I thought the dialogue between most of the characters worked really well. The weakest one, I would say, is when the robbers, the father and son dynamic, they're talking. Just that whole scene when he was jumping on the money and acting a fool, I was like, this is gonna come back and bite them in the ass. This is just not looking good at all. And the father's like, get off the money, do your job kind of thing. The guy's acting ridiculous. And I guess my only thing is, if there's a big ass bank like that's being robbed, why is there only one? There's one cop car showing up with two cops in there. Like, they know good and well that this is a bank robbery, so you're gonna need more than one cop. I mean, I don't. We get stopped over in the United States if we run a stoplight or a red light with by two cops. I mean, it's like the two cops is the minimum. I don't understand a bank robbery wouldn't have the full SWAT team coming up their ass. So, yeah, I don't know about all that. Now, I know this is not the U.S. that is taking place, and so it may be the cop ratio to population's much lower, but still, I don't know about all that. There's a lot of characters, and not terribly diverse is what I would say, as a show. Maybe I don't really know too much about the Spaniard culture, about what the average Spaniard looks like. I don't, so it's kind of hard to tell. They might all be Spanish, or they might none of them be Spanish. But it's a little difficult. Although I don't really see too many African American or black folks or Indian or Asian, or I really didn't see too many different ethnicities there. So maybe they could work on that. But if they really didn't want to, then I guess we just won't focus on it too much. We'll leave it right there. This is a big cast. This is a much bigger bank heist cast than I was expecting. A couple of them, I thought they could have just morphed into one person and saved, save some money or something like that. But evidently, they didn't want to do that. That was not what their goal was. It's gonna be interesting to see how they flesh all these characters out, and I already can see them dropping like flies just because this thing's so big, the people are so big, and the what's his the son, the father son dynamic, I see that becoming a problem at some point. Can't exactly tell you what, but I can just feel it that this guy's a hothead, and something's gonna blow on him. Anything else we need to discuss? One Asian individual on the staff, so maybe we'll bump up the points on the diversity just a tad bit. You never know. Well, it's only the first episode, so we can't get too critical on it. I'd say that in comparison to a lot of pilots, this is pretty strong. This is pretty strong, and it makes me really want to watch the next one. I have a couple other pilots that I've reviewed, and they did not hit me as hard as this. Hannibal, another great show that has a very strong opening. Mr. Robot, another strong one. The Leftovers, I'd say it's one of my top five shows. There's three seasons, 26 episodes or something like that, and the worst episodes are the first four of the entire series, and they don't have a gripping opening. Having a strong pilot, I wouldn't say it always constitute to having a strong series or a strong show. So this one does. Let's hope that this one continues and thrives throughout the kind of a lengthy season we got. It's a 13 episode season, so we might condense a couple of the episodes into, you know, one podcast, so we can just do a double your money to make a stack. But yeah, it's grit me, and I want to see more. I think that's the important thing, and that's what they want. That's their goal ultimately. Thank you for listening, everyone. Rate, share, subscribe. Full podcast is available on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes, and take it easy. My time, my life is gone.